Welcome to Mac and Blue, the cutting-edge podcast for the nation's builders, merging the realms of construction with exciting advancements in technology. Join us on a thrilling journey where we delve into the dynamic world of blockchain, AI, the metaverse, virtual and augmented reality, and their transformative impact on the industry. Our engaging discussions span a wide spectrum, covering not only construction, economic development, supply chain, and market segments, but also exploring the vibrant tapestry of diversity within the construction landscape. We shed light on the intersection of local politics and its profound influence on the construction sector, while championing the remarkable contributions of women and minorities in construction. For all things Mac and Blue, head to www.macandblue.com and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. I'm your host, JJ Levinsky. Now let's get into it.
Welcome to Mac and Blue.
He stole the thunder already, bitch.
I waited for your mouth to move. I was going to do it.
Hey, everyone. Welcome again to another episode of Mac and Blue. Special episode, episode number 100. My partner in crime, brother from another mother, the Mac, as far as Mac and Blue, Robert Johnson's back. We had to pay him a shit ton of money to come back on here.
Yeah, that's what happens at this stage of the game.
Yeah. We actually had to get permission from the nursing home to release him. Come on, daggers.
Thus the 100.
Oh.
No, it coincides with my birthday. Yeah, my 100th birthday. Yeah.
He's back, everyone, for a cameo appearance. He brought back the jacket. I broke out the jacket too, so that we can be.
This is like
ceremonial.
This is reminiscing.
How have you been, my friend?
Good. And your introduction almost brought me to tears. Before we go any further, I'm going to really throw a monkey wrench in this thing. So you're going to have to give the play-by-play because I'm going to have to stand up to do this. But in honor of the number 100 episode, I brought you the one and only autographed Mac and Blue poster.
Oh my gosh.
Signed by Robert Johnson, Mac.
How cool. Now, the best
Tag
part is,
you're it. What'd you give me?
Just my love and undying emotion. Now you want to hear the sad part. He probably is going to have it framed and put in his toilet, in his water closet at home.
No, this one's for you.
Oh.
That's yours.
See, he one-ups me all the time. He's a better human being.
It actually had been framed and in my toilet at home until we broke up. And then it was like I rolled it up and put it in the closet to try to forget you.
Oh, well, that's befitting.
So it's a breakup poster. But I thought that was very fitting that I thought about that on this very special day in your life.
So it's been, well, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So it's been almost a year since our marriage was annulled.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere by the time this airs, who knows where it's going to land, but call it a year.
Yeah, it was about a year.
Yeah. What the hell you been doing?
I found a real great podcast production company.
Really? Can you share so that we can all
No, I don't want to. I don't want to do that. I don't want to mess that.
Don't hurt
right.
Their feelings. They're sitting right there.
That's not right. I went to work for Framecad. Framecad North America.
Yep.
They manufacture roll farming equipment and software, things of that nature, and started a podcast called Build It Better.
Which you're doing.
Which is powered by Framecad.
Yep.
At a fantastic podcast production company.
How's the executive?
Executive what?
I don't know. No. Chief envelope opener?
Yeah.
Layla's not even here today, so we can razz her.
Okay. But yeah, that's been kind of what I've been doing. I got to take a little trip and went to Australia for 3 days, New Zealand for 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Probably going to travel more abroad next year, maybe Dubai, who knows where. So
for the audience that is still watching Mac and mm-hmm. Blue and hasn't maybe crossed over to watching yours still mm-hmm. and vice versa, go a little deeper into what Framecad is doing nationally, internationally. I mean, you gave a high level. But
yeah. Framecad's been around for about 35 years.
Right.
And is this type of construction, the prefabricated cold form steel stuff, is much more prevalent everywhere else in the world, but in the U.S. And so, and even more so, it even gets East Coast much more prevalent than West Coast. So I don't know why we're late to adopt, but it typically, the early adopters were the metal stud frame, commercial metal stud framing drywall guys. This year,
which was where most people got to know you when we were together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so this year the push has been into the residential market, and so it's an uphill climb, but that's the piece of that we're trying to go after now.
And you love a good challenge anyway.
Yeah, if it's not a challenge, I get bored, which is kind of the reason I left.
But is it
here?
I would imagine it has to be to scale. So you're looking at developments, maybe more the quasi-production builder. Because does the custom really pay? I mean, right now, I mean, just be honest with the audience. I would imagine that the true custom, yes, you can do it, but does it have as much application?
On the true custom?
Yeah.
No. There are true custom several people that I know that are doing true custom building with it, but it's a hybrid of a lot of structural steel, red iron, because of big spans for big sliders and things of that nature. So, on the commercial side, it would have been the mid-rise multifamily hospitality, stuff like that. Where it really makes a lot more sense in the home on the residential side, single family resident stuff, is the little SFR, BTR communities, single family rental built to rent.
Thanks for clarifying that.
You were going to have to go back and edit this. The production home builder, you know, that's doing 300 plus, 500 plus, 1500 plus homes where it's, you know, five floor plans, those kind of people. We've had some internal debate on who our customer will be, who our prime customer would be on the residential side, and it's still tough getting that defined, but it's not the D.R. Hortons of this world. They're not going to buy our equipment and make their own wall panels. So it's in my opinion, it's either the framer, much like on the drywall commercial side, or I think a better fit is the people that are currently truss manufacturers, wood truss manufacturers. They're already into manufacturing. They already kind of have that mindset. They've got some
the nomenclature,
some landscape.
And
they kind of got that whole thing. The problem is there has to be a demand.
Yeah.
And until there's a demand, they're not going to do it.
Are you guys almost in a position where you're creating the demand because they're unknowing that the demand exists?
Trying to, yes. Yeah, that's what a
Hence
big
your
part.
Travel and a lot of...
That's a big part of what I do. The podcast, all of that, it's just to educate again, get the word out. It's never ending.
Now back to the new podcast, which you and I, the irony is a lot of times we're recording the same days.
Yeah.
We really haven't seen each other.
Yeah, exactly. Or I'm earlier.
Are you doing that weekly or?
No, there is talk internally.
Okay.
To do it weekly. We're doing a couple of things or thinking about a couple of different things to do. Easy for me to say, like recording in studio much better than I do the virtual. Although we have a pretty good solution for virtual right now, much better than you have.
You know, they're still sitting right there.
Yeah, I do. Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Okay.
We'd really like to find a way to pay, to really step it up and to pay our people, have them come in, pay for their hotel, pay for their airfare.
Because
if we're going to make them a VIP.
Because you have a national, international contingency on the podcast.
Yeah. And I really want to pull more of the international to make the national understand that it's been going on for so much time.
There's your demand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
That's brilliant. That was your cue to say, that's brilliant. Yeah. So thank you.
It's brilliant.
We think so much alike.
I see your taste in attire hasn't changed either.
No. And this is full disclosure. I have not worn this jacket since I wore it the first time. And it was probably, what was that? Was that, it had to have been like episode three, less than five, because we talked about doing wild jackets.
My wonderful wife, we went back on a shopping spree a couple weeks ago.
Oh, this is a new jacket?
No, this is the old one.
That's what
I broke out the old one for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's sentimental value. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like going back to a high school crush or something. So,
yeah, it is kind of like a high school reunion. Middle school reunion.
How's the dementia coming?
I don't know what we're talking about.
So some things have never changed.
Welcome to Mac and Blue.
I'm Robert Johnson.
Yeah. So it's doing good. Yeah.
personal life?
Yeah, still have one. Yep. Yeah.
She's still talking.
Yeah, yep, same one. Still on my own wife four. But
liar.
Which is the same wife.
Yeah.
As wife one. Let's see, new. I've got another grandkid coming.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, yeah. So I can now, instead of playing slow pitch softball, I can now man a 11-man football team.
Oh.
Yeah.
Texas style.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, play offense and defense. That's what you meant, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just wanted to clarify for the audience. You have a much slower audience here than I have on my podcast. So,
hey, easy.
Thus, why I'm speaking slower.
Are we going to put the teleprompter on the bottom now? Yes. For all the audience on Mac and Blue?
Yep, absolutely.
See the closed captioning? Remember you to do that, Kendall.
You'll
please.
Have to scroll it real slow, though.
Oh.
They're not good readers either. Go ahead.
No, I don't. Your turn.
My turn for what?
Harassing me.
No, I'm not going to harass you, but I am going to say this. Great job, buddy. I mean, you really are crushing it. Looks good. I watch yours every so often when I have to. I watch them every so often because I just want to make sure that I'm still better.
Yeah, of course. You still are.
But you clearly are. You clearly are still the smart one of the bunch. I don't get. So I have to bring smart in now. I have to import smart.
Oh, no, we're doing the same thing.
No. But the guests have to bring the smart because I'm like, duh.
Okay. So what? You're honest. You're mm-hmm. candid. What in the last year? Mm-hmm. What do you think about us switching from building Arizona to building the future?
Oh, no, I like that. I think it expands your guest base, mm-hmm. what you can do. And I think it frees up. Let's face it, even when it was you and I, we really kind of strayed away from the whole building only thing. It was all kinds of stuff.
That was just the inception you and I had. Yeah. Yeah.
So, no, I think it was a great fit. I mean, I'm amazed that I didn't think of it first.
Well, you probably did. I just took credit for it. But since you didn't trademark it, we stole it.
Yep.
So.
But I am thinking right now about what I am going to trademark.
So if you want royalties, tough crap.
Okay. Yeah. But I thought so.
Were there any episodes that stood out this last year that really were like aha moments for you? Because I can't see the forest through the trees sometimes sitting here. You mm-hmm. know what it's like because you do the same thing.
Oh, and it's so funny because everybody's favorite episode is a different episode for whatever reason that would be. I remember, and I'll answer your question kind of the long way around since we have a full hour. I remember some of our early ones and we thought, oh man, that was it. That's got to be the best. And do you remember when we recorded one and afterwards it was like we found out that it was, and he's a local guy? Yeah. And it was like, really? Well, I would have never thought that. So it's interesting. I personally, the Rose Law, the two folks from Rose Law.
Oh, Jordan and Chris?
Yeah. Yeah. And we tried to get them when I was still there, and they couldn't for some reason.
Right, timing
reasons. We tried to get them back when we were at the other place on Broadway.
Yeah.
And just couldn't. So, yeah, they were probably my favorite. Any of them that focus more on the guests than on you have been my favorite.
Yep. And I resemble that remark.
Mm-hmm.
As we should, right? You've gotten better looking, by the way.
No, I actually have.
Did you get a little Botox or a little work done? Or
I have had a little work done, but it's not on my face.
That means you got a couple of additional tattoos. I think one of them is probably I love JJ.
Oh, we cannot talk tattoos. We've had that discussion, have we?
Yeah, but the audience really is.
Oh,
never,
no. I can't do that again. I got in trouble, actually. Not almost got in trouble.
Who this time?
No, it was the wife. You know,
oh, she's I thought like, it was a probation
people,
officer.
People can't see those, so they need to think you don't have them. I went, okay.
Well, you know, there's four chapters to your life, just I've like the four chapters of your marriage.
I'm still holding out for the neck tattoo.
Oh. If you get like Post Malone and Jelly Bean and all those,
right,
get some
now.
Face ones.
Or shaving my head and doing a spider web on top. That's the other one.
You're halfway there.
Yeah, close. Well, halfway to being halfway there.
Mm-hmm.
Dead air.
No.
Is a killer.
Go back to the building connected.
Podcast. The building connected? What building connected?
Isn't that the name of your podcast?
No, Build It Better Podcast.
Build It Better. Sorry.
There is somebody on social media that's building Connect.
Sorry, it wasn't as original as Mac and Blue, so it's hard for me to remember.
It's tough to remember. Plus,
I'm getting that 2-for-1 room at the dementia clinic with you.
That's right.
So then when we have joining rooms, it'll be like we're meeting each other every day.
Hey, for the first time.
Hey! Remember the movie 50 First Dates? Hi, yeah. I'm Tom. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, my life is more like Groundhog Day. But so the podcast, it's gone well. It's taken us a little bit. You know, I don't grow as fast as I want to. You know, I always want things to go much faster than they do.
Hey, Framecad, here's a little plug. Listen to the man. He's got a vision. Double secret probation again.
No, it's okay. I will probably be somewhere else by the time this airs.
He's actually down to one ankle bracelet, everyone, so it's good.
Yeah. And security stayed in the car. So, it's gone well. We are every other week still, or every 2 weeks. So, I really would like to get it to weekly. I think it's important to do it weekly.
Yeah.
Just because it stays fresh. We do a decent job at posting teasers and things during the week that we don't have a podcast. But, yeah, I just like it better when it's weekly.
How about flipping over to... You know, I know you've done a wonderful job of this. It's one of the main reasons you and I met a few years ago in the first place was just your connection and your followership and all that kind of stuff. But you built it, despite what we had done on the podcasting side, mm-hmm. what you had done through LinkedIn and mm-hmm. just like the call it the spiritual, the leadership, the connectivity.
Motivational.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You're still crushing that, right? And you're just constantly just... reinvigorating that whole platform. Have you, for the audience sake, have you delved into anything deeper in that regard, or what are you doing there?
No, I tried. I did a couple of things, tested a couple of things about change. I had Changemaker, and I might have had Changemaker when we were still there.
I think we mentioned it before.
And I got one away from that. It's so funny. People are really, and I didn't stay with it. Is the first one.
Okay, at least you're on.
That's the easy answer. Okay. The second is people are so jaded right now about bots. And I actually had several people send me an email. And I responded and they were like, oh, we really don't need anything. We just guessed that it would have responded with a bot. And I'm like,
ooh, no. Interesting.
So, yeah, there is that interesting... dynamic that's out there right now. Social media for me has slowed down, especially LinkedIn, because they keep messing with the algorithm.
Touché.
And so what you used to do that made a lot of sense doesn't make a lot of sense now. So I've kind of just blown off the whole trying to figure out the algorithm and make changes when it changes. I just do the same thing every time, and if it doesn't do well, it doesn't do well.
Fair enough.
And you can always pay people. You know, sponsored posts and things like that. So it's interesting, but it's still my main way of networking.
Yeah,
getting new people, meeting new people, meeting the decision makers, the CEOs, the C-level people. That's the primary way, because somebody walks into your office and unannounced, you might see them, you might not, probably not.
What was it like this last year, you know, going from where you were on our side of the fence back mm-hmm. to more the software, the hardware, the vendor side? Mm-hmm. I know as connected as you are, everyone probably was like, oh, great, you know, great job. Congratulations, Robert. But as far as the back to the network and the relationships, have you seen it actually like grown, or is it, yeah, like are you running in the same circles with everyone?
I find that I am, but I think it's because I keep myself in that same circle on
right.
purpose. It's tough because I'm now like supposed to stay in my lane and stay Western North America.
Okay.
Although my social media, our podcast, all of that is an international thing.
Right.
And I have thousands of followers that are in Saudi Arabia and Middle East and things like that. So a lot of my interactions go there. But I just stay in it because. But yeah, I do find myself. People still reach out to me about what I did on the manufacturing side and factory side.
Got it.
So I do that. I'll talk to those folks. Listen, I don't care. People can call me and ask me anything, email me. I'm always going to help. Sometimes I may send you to the proper person on the FrameCAD perspective, but yeah, it's pretty much still the same thing.
Is there any new innovation or like aha moments coming out that you within FrameCAD, or are there any monumental changes coming?
Well, one of the biggest, and that's not really a monumental change, but it is, I think, for our market, and that's that we are bringing systems in that are 3.5 and 5.5 inch profiles. So people that want to do, in the residential world, that want to do prefabricated cold form steel can do it in the same dimensions that they've been building with.
That aren't used to the usual commercial.
3 5/8 and 6 inch. And that actually killed a couple of deals for me.
Really?
Especially in the single family rental build to rent market. I got down to a signature on $11 million contract, and they discovered that it was 3 5/8 and 6 inch. And we're like, oh, no, we can't do that. All of our door jams and, you know, all that stuff. So
how does that, for the audience's sake, how does it translate when you're doing international stuff? Like, let's say, let's go over to the Middle East.
They're millimeters, you know, so there's different.
It's like an equivalent.
Yeah, so, and we build systems there for whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
So that we're doing some interesting things in our R&D department on thermal bridging.
Are they using you as a case study?
Yes. Okay. Because I live in a thermal
hey,
environment.
Hey, look at Robert's frozen again, like Austin Powers. Let's bring him out.
Now, that's not a bad analogy.
You in a cryogenic state could be dangerous.
I am in a car. Yeah, anyway.
He's held together with the best formaldehyde known to man.
That's right. So we're doing things with, you know, alternating studs and trying to figure that out and be able to still do it prefabrication wise. It's become a much bigger deal in harsh cold climates and in our climate where it's very hot. But I always thought it was kind of fake. I was like, bridging, you're filling the whole thing with insulation. So it's a big deal to some and not a big deal to others.
What do you miss about us being together? Other than, you know, your love for me. By the way, his fingers are crossed.
No, we had a good synergy. We had a good thing going.
Yeah.
I mean, we really, people will see in this episode, number 100, if you've forgotten, number 100, we talked about this coinciding
tattoo,
with my birthday, with my 100th birthday. And yeah, I'm not going to get a 100, number 100 tattoo. But we had a good thing, and I enjoyed it a lot. We had good guests. I got many more compliments on our podcast when we were doing them together than I have on mine alone.
Oh, I agree.
And I think that's because of the chemistry. Yeah. I think our guests felt it and mentioned it. I heard something very interesting today. That if we are not happy with the fact that our guests aren't sharing our podcast, because I think that's a piece that we miss a lot. We share our own podcast to death. If I see your podcast stuff pop up or your stuff pop up, I get sick to my stomach, but I see it all the time. And of course I like it and comment when I can, and you do the same for me. But our guests, I'll go back to that one that was the biggest that we were surprised of. Come to find out, it was because he was involved with a group of people, and when he started sharing it, that sharing it is what was made the difference. Where we mess up is we don't make it a special enough event and an exciting enough event for our guests to make them want to share it. I think we get automatic. You know, we bring somebody in and we're just like, this is what we do, and so blah, 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 blah. And it somehow isn't exciting. for the guest. So they leave here and there's like, oh, that's great. I wonder when that's going to come out.
Yeah.
But if they've really enjoyed it, it's really been a big deal, then they're going to look for it and look forward to promoting it. So,
good insight.
Yeah. I mean, that's – and listen, this is a – you don't have to pay to be, to listen to this podcast. So that's consultation for free.
And trust me, you want to be consulted by this guy.
There comes a time when dreams become a reality, when you see your vision materialize into a true work of art. And the only way to get there is to choose a general contractor who shares that same vision and knows how to bring it to life. At Blue Wave, we aren't so big that we've forgotten where we've come from, and we aren't so small that we can't care for your projects regardless of their size. When your vision deserves safety, perfection, timeliness, and expertise in order to become a reality, trust Blue Wave to get it done right the first time.
So it was funny, as you were saying that, I don't know if you got this question, but I repeatedly got it afterwards, like, JJ, what was the hardest part when Robert left? Mm-hmm. And you know what it was?
The introduction.
Well, that too. Mm-hmm. And having to live up to your good mm-hmm. looks.
Yeah.
Listening.
Oh, tough. When you have two sets of ears.
I had to tell these guys time and time again, I if you look back at those first probably, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8, right after you left, I guarantee you will see me struggling to find content. A, because I'm on the spectrum and whew, pink squirrel everywhere. But then now it forces me to become a better listener and try to be more engaged. So we're not doing it, but that's why in a normal one, I'm constantly taking notes.
Yeah, I have noticed.
I have to, because what I'm, a lot of times, is if I don't write it down.
You hear something, you put it down, because then you get talking and you just,
you
miss a nugget.
And so that, right, wrong, or indifferent, mm-hmm. that was one of the byproducts that everyone said, well, geez, JJ, do you miss having Robert? I'm like, hell yeah, I miss having him, because I have to be a better human being, and that really sucks.
Yeah, it's not as easy as some people think. It's really not. I mean, we talk a lot, you know, so we live in that world. But when you come in and you sit down, if you're not at ease, and if you don't feel at ease, your guest doesn't feel at ease, and you have to make it easy for the guest, and you do a good job of it.
I think another question we always get is, how much do you rehearse for the content? You want to answer that one, and then I will too. So with a particular guest, either think back to what you're doing now mm-hmm. or to what we were doing.
Never. Honest answer, never. I will do show prep. I will Google, read articles. I'll dive in. I will know everything about you when we have our podcast, but I don't. Other than that, I just go with. We used to tell people this all the time, and I'm sure you still use it. We just get going, and it's a free-flowing conversation. Yeah. So that's, to me, makes the best podcast. And then to cover, when a guest says they'd like to cover these three or four things, you got to get them in, but that free-flowing conversation makes the best podcast.
Great. Okay, we'll keep going on this. So think back to, because I still get this, Kendall and I were dealing with this before. Hey, will you send me the script of the questions you're going to ask me? No. Mm-hmm. You're either in or you're out. If you can't wing it here, don't come on as a guest. If you're not original, I will go back and agree with what you're saying. I don't prep either. Mm-hmm. I actually care more about the personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And usually for someone that's invited or sought us out to be on Mac and Blue, or that I've read about or seen something in the news or whatever, social media, about why I think they'd be entertaining for the Mac and Blue audience, again, building the future mm-hmm. or like entrepreneurship or anything that we've been trying to dive deeper into, that personality to me is more than the content, as far as the what I call the tangible content.
That's why it's important to have the right guest.
Yeah, because you and I both know when we were just picking content, those guests, albeit great individuals and good human beings, We saw it by the participation on the when we aired it, that the receivership was low.
Yeah.
Because they don't necessarily want to know the what. They want to know more about almost like the why.
Yeah.
Simon Sinek.
Yeah. It's we can feel it. And there's been times, because the other thing is the podcast, the Build It Better podcast, is a 30-minute podcast. And I did that for a couple of reasons, because it's every other week, and I can take an hour and turn it into two episodes. But
plus you need a nap.
Yeah, occasionally, every day. And so I don't remember what I was talking about or going to say there.
But, get him another. Hey, he's up for his prescription.
Yeah, so. my Adderall's wearing off. But it's I'll just wing it for that sake. It's help me. What was I saying? Were you listening?
No,
we just talked about you listening.
I wasn't writing notes.
You're supposed
down.
To look at me and go, "Oh, you were right in the middle of our thought." Was
they were talking about like the personality versus the content.
Thank you. That's all I need. That's all I needed. We can feel it in a podcast. I'll have one that I think I want to make a two-part series, and I'll get 20 minutes into that thing and go, man, there's no way I'm going an hour with this. And they're ready to talk about more, and I'm going, so how can people get in touch with you? You know, and they're like, no, it's not that bad. They know it too. So, all of this should tell future guests and past guests.
And people that want to start podcasting. They can watch us and go, oh, wow, they're letting out all the secrets. There's no secrets.
There's no secret. Engage. Come on and want to engage. No
or conversely, think about, you know, episode 100.
Mm-hmm.
I've looked at Sean sometimes while we're recording and going, oh, my God, how are we going to get any 40 minutes out of this content?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm over there just going, oh, God, think of some questions to ask. Take them down a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
What's your favorite lizard, you know? Or, you know,
that's why you came up with rapid fire.
Did Kendall take a shower this morning before coming in? You know, something really profound.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, 40 minutes later, it's like I look at the by the way, it's broken today because Sean didn't pay the bills.
Yeah.
But the timer, it's almost going off at an hour.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy crap, where did that time go?
That's a good podcast. Yeah. When that happens, good podcast.
Well, they start off, you're like, oh God.
Mm-hmm.
And they turn into something profound.
Yeah. What else you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you got?
No, I kind of thought about AI. You've kind of hit on AI.
Yeah.
The law firm, Rose Group,
we've had some other ones that haven't been.
Yeah.
Well, by the time we release, they will have come out as well.
I'll be honest. I could never figure out where AI was really going to work in construction. I was like, okay. I mean, I can get it with a lot of stuff. I can get it with writing content. I can get it with finances.
I can see how you would struggle because – artificial is a big word, and intelligence definitely isn't in your vocabulary. So,
and they're never used in the same sentence. I've had my eyes opened about that, and it's not so much. I think it's about precise things.
Yeah,
it'll take away. Although one of the things that I brought here is that a study McKinsey.
Yeah, McKinsey.
Thank you. Whoever it is, all three of those people. I'm predicting that AI can replace and will replace up to 30% of work hours by 2030. Now, when I read that, I thought, there's no way. You're never going to AI hanging drywall. You're never going to AI.
That isn't the part they're talking about, though.
No, but AI and combined with automation can eliminate painters where it's precise cut in, you know, and AI's doing things with that bricklaying again, coupled with automation. The AI piece, as far as it pertains to construction, I personally feel is going to be more on the pre-construction finance side, things
admin.
Of that nature. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
And that's pretty much what the consensus has been as we've had guests on in other things besides just the vertical of construction. It's right, wrong, or indifferent. It's replacing a lot of admin, HR, accounting, architecture, things that are repeatable and that have enough data out there that's replicatable, if that's even the right word. Those are where you're seeing it. And, you know, I've gone on the record multiple times saying that as we've adopted into Blue Wave, as we've adopted into Blue Wave, we're seeing that... It's not replacing people. It's allowing people to do more with less.
I agree. Do you need to get a drink? Do I need to talk while you drink something?
I need a really stiff drink, but you can't do that.
I didn't know if I was going to. Oh, I'll cover for you. You go ahead. You take a drink. So, for those that know, I was really going to take over, but I won't.
Please do. Go.
No.
Open mic. It's your half hour.
Every session is open mic. Really, that was kind of all I really wanted to talk about on AI. What are you doing? Cannon Beach is looking awesome. That's getting exciting.
It's getting there.
Yeah, it's getting exciting. Are you ever going to finish?
For the record, yes, but there's days that it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, it does look real interesting. And then what's happening in Douglas?
Oh.
I guess we should change topics. What's happening in...
No, it's cool. It was cool. Mm. We're down doing a school edition for a repeat customer. Mm-hmm. And then while we were there, unfortunately, there were two churches that were burned down.
Yeah, that's what I read.
It was basically some, if you want to call it, some hate crimes, malicious against two different congregations. Because we were in town and we work with a lot of locals, it was just a befitting match to kind of go talk to them. And the next thing you know, we're now going to rebuild one of the historical churches there, the First Presbyterian, which is cool. That one, I will say, you know, dollar-wise, it's not our biggest project, but from a feel-good standpoint, it's pretty darn cool. It's a historical building, and then B, when you hear about you know, all the stories behind it, the who, the what, the why, all those kind of things. It's pretty cool to go, like, I can't wait till we get done and go, wow, we rebuilt that for those
You will
people.
Be part of the story.
Yeah, yeah. Part of the community, part of the story. Those are the things, you know, you and I are old enough now where if we built one more building, whoop-de-doo.
It's about the project. It's about
when the project has more of a why, it just feels better.
Yeah, I agree. What else is going on? How's the service work?
Service has gone well. Because when you and I were working together,
was just getting going.
Right. Yeah. So HVAC, plumbing, electrical, been very happy, proud that we're growing those into really viable and sustainable things for the future of Blue Wave, so that we have a wallet share type business, which is what we always wanted to do. It increases our enterprise value. B, it takes away a lot of the cyclicality of just being a general contractor. I think the biggest accolade and testimonial that I can say is that we're now working for a lot of the people that you and I know, that the general public would say, oh, you're competitors. And they're our friends.
I get it so much. Yeah.
And it's like, hold it. You know, it's like, what? It's like, yeah, as a plumbing HVAC contractor, we're working for some people that we might technically would be bidding against in 3 years ago when we were just Blue Wave General Contractor.
Right.
And to me, that makes me, again, back to the church scenario, that makes me feel good and proud that we're doing it hopefully the right way. Are we perfect? Hell no. But it has a feel-good factor to where your competitors, your friends are going, hey, you know, you guys are filling a need that we have. So I'm very proud of that. And hopefully we can continue to grow that.
Yeah, I agree. Are you looking at me like I have another question?
Well, you're the guest.
Oh, well, okay. Have you thought about, do you try to...
Thinking? Okay, that's...
Do you try to change? Do you try to change the way... The adversarial role that general contracting has traditionally played for years and years. You know what I'm talking about? It's always been this, there's a change in scope, but I'm going to come back. And it's this, the GC's got to yell at you. The superintendent's got to yell at you. Everything's got to be a fight before you solve it. You doing anything to change that? Or do you think there's a need to?
Well, absolutely, because... I don't like playing in that space.
Yeah.
So
to me, that's like,
I think there's more.
Why do we do that?
Well, I think it's like anything. I think the small percentage gets all the attention. Mm-hmm. So here,
and there are people that operate that way on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
I'll give you the low price, knowing that I'm going to come back and change order you, knowing that you're going to fight about it, and I'm going to, you know, dig my heels in. What? That's kind of like a traditional.
Well,
mindset for the old way.
It's stereotypes, it's paradigms, whatever. But here's, like, anything that has a bias and exasperated by the media and especially social media is, look at is what is it? You know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's any different. So I think if you actually had, say, take a case study, you had 100 GCs in here, 90%, so 90 out of 100 would say exactly what you and I are talking about, is we're not looking for that. We're looking for collaboration, help, just pay us an honest day's, you know, return on investment or a margin that we can sustainably grow with. But it's the 10 that ruin it for the other 90, right? And I don't care if it's your industry, my industry, their industry.
Yeah.
But remember that squeaky wheel is the one that always gets the grease,
yeah,
and the attention.
Yeah.
And true. Then so we spend all this time arguing and fighting over that. So to me, it's just, is the right word, counterculture, actually in the positive way. It's almost like we spend more time dispelling and refuting the ones that just stir the pot.
Yeah. Yeah. Just cover your scope of work. It's real simple.
Yeah. But yeah. I do see, I think that the question goes deeper is, is there more or less collaboration now than there was, let's say, pre-2020? Or I think that's a more appropriate question.
I think you're probably right. I think there is more collaboration now.
Well, I think...
I think there's a drive to have more collaboration.
Okay, I'd interest. What's your why because of that? Because I have one, but you tell me what you
about see. Why the collaboration?
Why is there more collaboration now than there was before 2020?
I think 2020... helped shine the light and kind of do a reset too, but the whole labor piece of it, and you know, with unskilled labor, skilled people going away, and I think that a lot of the skilled labor that were waiting to kind of hang on for a few years decided, I kind of like this, you know, staying at home thing, and just went ahead and jumped out. So I think there is some push to collaborate and to innovate to get around some of those things and get your deliverables, your logistics, your trucking, and all those kinds of things. What about you?
I think it's all a human capital thing. So here's my thesis, mm-hmm, is, and I'll even say that I can give personal testimonials to this. If we all have to do it on our own, the CapEx is so hard to make the
correct
change.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, very few of us in our space have enough cash reserves or a balance sheet that allows us to go out and spend the money and the resources necessary to move that needle as mm-hmm one. But if we do it together, there you see it.
Everybody.
So the more, let's start at the top, the more C-suite people that look at it and see collaboration, mm-hmm, where we're sharing resources, sharing it to move it. I think we've heard a lot of it on the podcast over the last year of, mm-hmm, using agencies, forums, groups that we all belong to as a platform and a catalyst to make those change. It's like, hey, it's like anything. Do I know, go up the mountain by myself or go up with a pack of Sherpas? You know, I'll take the Sherpas with me. Mm-hmm. And so I think that analogy bodes well for what our industry is looking at. And if you're willing to kind of take that first step, which I have no problem with. I'm too stupid to know otherwise.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, I'll go. I'll jump the chasm, mm-hmm, first. Does anyone want to come? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, he did it. And guess what? He didn't get fried. Let's follow him. Mm-hmm. So I think the more and more that people are seeing that in our industry, they're doing that. And even sharing, as much as people think that everyone's poaching each other, the poaching still takes place. But again, without mentioning names, I can think of some very friendly competitors where we are sharing resources. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of a cool deal.
No.
And we would have never done that 5 years ago. I mean, never.
Oh.
Not even with a stipulation of we're best
true
friends.
Yeah. Death. Yeah, it just didn't happen.
Right.
It just wasn't even a thought.
There comes a time when dreams become a reality. When you see your vision materialize into a true work of art. And the only way to get there is to choose a general contractor who shares that same vision and knows how to bring it to life. At Blue Wave, we aren't so big that we've forgotten where we've come from, and we aren't so small that we can't care for your projects regardless of their size. When your vision deserves safety, perfection, timeliness, and expertise in order to become a reality, trust Blue Wave to get it done right the first time.
Yeah, interesting stuff. So are we done?
With what?
I don't think we're done. Is this where you tell people how to get in touch with you?
No.
Oh, that's
I don't want them to. I want them to get in touch with you.
Okay. Yeah, me. No, yeah, okay.
What so else you got?
I don't know. I said this to you earlier, and you gave me a weird look, so I'm wanting to know.
Well, I always give you weird looks. Deeper.
Besides all that, it looked like you were about to choke again, so I'm killing for a little time.
Valley fever.
I told you that I got my wife a Tesla.
Yeah.
You looked at me kind of funny, and I felt like I needed to clarify that I didn't do it because I'm a tree hugger. I did it because they're fast and fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Was that okay? Because I don't know if maybe you thought, oh, wow, I didn't figure you as one of those.
No, I don't stereotype.
And you know...
much.
On air. No, he doesn't, folks.
Hey, everyone, he is wearing that jacket. Whether he has pants on or not is another question.
So. I'm not standing up.
No.
So the thing that I think is the coolest about having an EV is the plugging it in. People always say, oh, man, I'd hate to do that. I hate to plug my vehicle in every day. It's the easiest, the cheapest. It's like I'm not sitting at a Tesla charger. I don't know why I didn't do it a long time ago. And so much cheaper. And when you travel, you can take a generator in the trunk and just charge as you go.
With your gas can?
Yeah, just in case.
I love it.
So you were...
I still like my diesel truck. Only because I got to tow stuff.
Yeah, I noticed that you're still in the diesel truck.
My wife likes it.
I would have thought that had been repoed by now.
It probably has been.
I noticed. I keep looking down to see what you want to talk about next. You have nothing written on this paper.
It's because I'm just enamored with how intelligent you are.
You're just what do you got? What else you got? You don't treat other guests this way. You're not just sitting there going, so what do you want to
talk
about?
You're not a regular guest. You're special. Yeah, like short bus special.
Yeah, that is true. Wow.
You sure you don't want to come back?
No.
Okay.
No, never. Not now.
Do we have an adjunct position for this guy?
I'm real sure. You know what? I do have something I want to talk about.
Yeah.
I can barely get Sean to sit in with me when I do something. I come in here, the whole room moves in here and sits down.
Well, I pay my bills.
So how do you do that? I mean, it's like, and she just comes in like this is normal. Oh, so and starts talking to you, and yeah, let me find that out. You want to know the date? Like, I come in and it's like, hey, sit down. Let's go. Get out. The last time I recorded, I'm trying to talk. They're in moving furniture. They're like, you know, bumping me. Like, hey, we got somebody else coming. Where's the love gone? I mean, what do I have to do to get all of that treatment?
Well, are you taking care of the office mascot like I am?
Oh, if it's the dog, are we talking about the dog?
Yeah.
Listen, you ask the dog. Because when I come in here, that dog knows that it's me and can climb up in my lap. You don't give it that kind of love, do you?
Different kind of love.
Yeah. Okay.
Peanut butter and, you know, treats and stuff.
M&M's. Yeah. Is that M&M's a new thing for you? Is that something you have to have before every show?
It's my podcast crack, according to Kendall.
Then you should chop it up and snort it. Gets into your bloodstream faster. But you got to chop. Listen, no. This comes from a guy from experience. If you don't chop it up a lot, those big chunks get you. Okay? So, but it's still.
The audience has a whole new appreciation for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I've learned that about everything. So, whatever is good is better if you chop it up.
For the record, you've been sober how long?
Eight years now.
Yeah.
And so I mean,
think about the energy this guy has.
Completely sober.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't want any people to get the wrong idea.
No. But the things that I snort aren't illegal.
Yeah.
So that's also positive, right?
You were so juxtaposed on everything; it's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I use that often, and it's funny when you know somebody will ask for if I have a Tylenol, and I'm like, yeah, and they're like, hey, if you chop it up, and snort it. It'll work faster. And the reaction that I get is like, this guy's serious, isn't he? And I no. So
I don't think everyone, for those of you that don't remember, this guy was a embalmer at a funeral home. So, you know, we have some old war stories there.
I had to tell those stories to somebody the other day, and they just said it didn't happen. I said, I can take you to the place, show you the spot that I threw her. So I'm going to leave that go.
So what are you going to do to celebrate your 100th birthday?
I'm doing it right now.
Oh.
This show.
Okay.
Yeah, and because of my mental condition, I'll celebrate it over and over and over again.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day, yeah.
Nothing else?
Yeah, probably a lot, but...
What's on your mind?
Well, nothing right now. I'm waiting on you to come up with something, but it's your show, and I mean, it's like I've just...
No,
I
it
might
was,
as well have kicked it off.
It was supposed to be...
Thanks for being with me today, JJ.
It was supposed to be the hijack special today. Sorry. You were supposed to come back and just take over.
Oh, that's pretty much happened.
Yeah. And yeah. I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah. And I just stopped talking and you go, okay, what else?
Now that I'm short breathed and winded, I can't
That's
do
why I'm doing it. I'm trying to save you.
Yeah. Well, you've saved me more than once.
So I do have a question.
Yeah.
I've noticed, is it a prop? Spin your cup around for me. Because if this is really the case, if what I'm about to say is a thing, and it didn't happen with me. Ooh. The rest of this podcast. How come when I'm watching one of your podcasts, I see the guests have a real fancy, like thermal carafe like that with a Mac and Blue logo on it,
yeah.
And it's sitting in the corner like over here, and I'm like,
"What? We did that when you were here, didn't we?"
No.
Oh.
No, and if you did that when I was here, you didn't do it when I'm here this time. Nobody said to me, hey, do you? Let's just set it there.
First of all, mm-hmm. Did we not do it? Was it after he left that we started it? Oh.
Those blue things.
But we had stickers, right?
Yeah, I have stickers. Big whoop. So here's the thing. I'll even get better.
What do you need an insulated mug for if you don't drink anymore?
Oh, I wish Layla was here. This even gets better. Okay, so it was before Christmas when we split up, when you kicked me out.
But didn't we record into January last year?
May have. Here's the thing. Those cups were ordered for us to be a Christmas present from
us.
These people here.
Yeah.
You got yours. Layla told me one time, oh, hey, we have a mug for you. And now I see it on every episode, right in the corner, right here, the logo show.
You want to hear the best part about this? I don't think we can give you one today because we're out.
No, I figured that's probably why it happened.
Because you know why? Kendall didn't order them.
Well, I figured that assistant that brings those in is not here today.
That's a bunch of BS, but
it's
I just figured,
you know, your whatever you call them wasn't here today to bring those in.
Give you a PS Creative.
Powder my head and all that stuff. No, I don't want anything PS Creative. Since I left them and...
Oh, that's right. You're looking for new.
No, since I went to the new place.
Yeah,
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But
we'll probably get you one.
No.
Should I get a personally engraved one?
No, I don't want one. I intentionally.
Your pH water.
This is how nice I am to you. I left my mug in the car that has my Build It Better podcast sticker on it. I was going to set it right there the entire time.
You should have.
No. Instead, I brought something to make me better.
Well, start drinking a lot of smart water.
Smart water. That's my sixth bottle today. So what? Tell me something. Do we have time? Oh, we got all kinds of time because the timer's broken. And none of us know how long we've gone.
And plus, you and I are so decrepit, we can't tell time anyway.
Yeah. We are paying our bills, right?
I don't know. Are we?
I don't even know if we're paying our bills, but it's the timer's broken again.
They're giving us the 5-minute warning.
Yeah. Oh, has he been giving you the 5 minutes?
No, he gave me the one finger salute, which means 5 minutes.
Did something name an interesting moment in one, your most interesting moment that happened during a podcast for 100 here? I know that goes a long ways back because I think we started when you actually did the thing, the crank videos like this or something.
Sean, did we have anything crazy? That you can remember?
Crazy? No.
I mean, something that was just crazy. Yeah. Boring, yeah.
Yeah, we've had boring.
So the one that I had never had it happen before, a guest, Sean will probably remember this, a guest, and he was an old guy. Oh, that was probably kind of like he's actually coming up in this next one out. Right in the middle of it, he goes, I need to go to the bathroom.
Oh, we haven't had that one.
And gets up. Okay, now, this gentleman makes me look young. It was interesting. He actually sent a package here to my attention because he was coming here. And it was like, I didn't know. We thought it was a head or something, you know. And
hopefully it wasn't yours.
No, but it was some therapeutic knee massage your thing. I don't know. It was weird, but
we've been pretty lucky. I mean, other than maybe I'm sure some silent flatulence that's gone on
or
power outages. Oh, yeah, we did have the power outage.
Oh, okay, that's a good one. F bombs, you know, anything.
Oh, I mean, yeah,
we get those. Happens. Like, you throw those out every once in a while in a podcast.
The only
really
other one we had
out.
Was we made a mistake when we were in our development of when we were doing the scheduling. Mm-hmm. We had the one day where we had two guests show up at the same time.
Oh, wow.
It was minor.
Did you do
it
both? Did you have them both sit down at the same time?
Luckily, the one guy was nice enough to rebook. It was Steve. He was very
cordial. You should have just done just said nope.
I actually should have just had him go with you.
You should put him each side of the chair and you stepped out. That would have been memorable.
That would have been good.
Have at it. You got an hour, folks. Yeah. This is something new we're doing.
Now that you think about it, because then I'd be expendable too,
mm-hmm.
which I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. I don't see you as one of the expendables.
200? You got it in you?
Oh, yeah. I'll come back for 200. At the rate you're going, you're going to have 200 will happen sometime in, what, March? I mean, it's like it appears you have podcasts every 2 or 3 days.
No, we're still just doing one a week, which maybe, Kendall, we should think about. Maybe we should do two.
That's why you have them come in here, so you have people to talk to.
Yeah, because no one else will talk to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't do that. Well, first of all, because I sit over here typically, and my back is, you know, to John, so I don't know when it's. I usually depend.
Oh, so you mean that is your incumbent chair then?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when we're doing, I guess it is. But typically,
well, at least you're looking at your best side.
I have a clock when I do mine, and it has this kind of a countdown thing.
Oh.
Then let you know when.
It's like one of those old flip clocks that has the.
Oh, I've looked for one of those. I'd like to have one.
Got one in my garage that still works.
Yeah.
I realized it the other day. Truth be told, I am 52. Mm-hmm. I had that when I was in first grade, and it still works.
I am 10 years older than you.
And you look a hell of a lot better.
I didn't realize that I was 10 years older than you.
And 10 years wiser.
So how do people get in touch with you?
We don't want them.
If they,
no. They can find us.
Somehow.
Dumb and Dumber Part 3.
Okay.
Are you going to be Lloyd or Harry?
Oh, Lloyd.
Okay.
Yeah, Lloyd. I'm definitely a Lloyd.
All right. Well, when you and Freda Felcher get back together, let me know, okay? And the magical hot tub.
Wow.
That brings back memories. Robert.
Not good ones. Okay.
Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, and I'm glad we were able to work it out. Rekindle our friendship.
Do you think the church will let us back in for our marriage or not? Probably not.
No.
This the annulment was permanent.
I burnt all your pictures and stuff anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was... Thanks. Because of your sincere generosity, I now have going to have a reminder every time I, you know, have to do my business, because that's right where it's going. Right on that wall, opposite the throne, so that I can think of you every time.
Fair enough.
Which, at my rate, might increase to 3 or 4 times a day.
I'm down with it.
Thanks for coming on, buddy.
You've been listening to the Mac and Blue Show, brought to you by Blue Wave General Contracting. Be sure to subscribe to the Mac and Blue podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Follow JJ Levinsky on LinkedIn and Instagram. Tune in every Monday